Grace Erickson is a junior at North Omaha High School who just happens to be a girl who codes. In fact, she attends North specifically for its focus on STEM Magnet. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. She also just happens to be the first high school student to win an AIM Award. That honor usually goes to a college student. Grace says the award recognizes local talent and community builders in the area of technology in Omaha.
I think for the tech student, it's just kind of looking for involvement and like where you could go. Like, I've gotten really involved in a lot of community organizations and stuff, so I think that was what helped me. So I'm a member of Girls Who Code. I just finished my second year with that. I'm on the leadership team for Omaha Coding Women. I am teaching a coding class to elementary schoolers.
Grace says she wasn't interested in teaching the click and drag method because that's not real programming. Here she explains what she's teaching the kids in her class at Holling Heights Elementary School.
And by the end of this semester of school, they should all have their own website. If you're gonna teach someone to code, teach them how to actually code. Don't teach them like easy ways around it.
Grace says she teaches a dozen kids for an hour each week. For those who may not know what coding is, Grace breaks it down to make it a little more understandable.
It's like different languages have different commands so that you can make the computer do what you want, I guess.
Grace says she's late to the game with technology. She took her first coding class in eighth grade when she was accepted into a week-long immersion program at UNO. In the future, Grace says she wants to be a software developer or a web designer.
With websites, I really like the design of like getting to like choose like, I like this color here. Mm-hmm. And then with software, I feel like I can do a lot with that to like really help the community. I could like kind of make whatever I want as long as I have the skills to do it.
Many of the projects she's working on are meant to connect individuals in the community in some unique ways. She says the first website she ever created was with Girls Who Code and was called Tech Around O.
And it's like, it was designed to help other high school students in the area like find opportunities and mentors. Like right now I'm working on a website to help connect elderly people in the community with teenagers who can teach them like basic technology skills, like to Skype with family or like email their family if they don't live in the same area.
Though she wasn't initially sure she had what it took to get into the technology field, at this point, Grace feels she's found her calling.
Like when I thought information technology, I was like, that's not me. I don't think that's for me. But like, it really took someone like being like, hey, like, here's this, and like, you can do this. Like, if I can do this, you can do this. I want to do that for other people because there is definitely a shortage of women in technology, and like, I think that needs to be fixed.
She says the elementary school class she's teaching right now actually has more girls than boys in it, and Grace is extremely happy about that. She also says you're never too old to learn to code.
I think anyone can learn. It's more about creativity and innovation, I think, than actual tech knowledge, because a huge part of it is ideas, and then you can Google answers. Like, you don't need to be an excellent programmer to know how to make something. You just need to have the ideas of what you want to make, I think. That's the really important side of tech that, like, gets overlooked, I think.
Grace's first website collaboration is available to view online at omahagirlswhocode.com/techaroundo. For more information on Omaha Coding Women, check them out at facebook.com/omahacodingwomen. With OPS Student Spotlight on KIOS, I'm Cheryl Lee.